Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Elaine, your co-host. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We have an exciting show, as always, for you today to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. And we also have many things to talk about as far as the energy paradigm versus the material Newtonian model of science. Is there anything you want to add, Dr. Tong?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have an in-studio guest today, Betty from South Dakota. How are you doing today, Betty?
Oh, great.
Betty, why don't you give us a little background on yourself and how you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I was in the fall of 1999, I started getting short of breath, and I didn't really go see a doctor till the spring of 2000. And they really didn't... I went to see a medical doctor, and he really couldn't, he didn't really diagnose me with anything. He just put me on an inhaler.
Yes.
And then I doctored with him for about 6 months, and he sent me to a pulmonary specialist in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I had a lung biopsy done, and he diagnosed me with pulmonary fibrosis. So
let me stop you from here so I give you a little education. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The point is that getting a specialist to make a diagnosis, okay, a second opinion and an additional diagnosis based on whatever else is wrong symptomatically in a microscopic level would not help you. That's all they do is finding out what else is wrong in your blood, in your tissues, in your lung, okay? What is wrong, but not why it happened, but not what caused the problem. So all they will be doing is covering your symptom, but not curing the problem.
So what were your limitations as far as, besides the shortness of breath, what was your oxygen level at?
And how bad was it?
My oxygen level about 3 months ago was 58%.
Oh, that's not so good.
No.
Should be over 90%.
Right.
Yeah. How were your symptoms? No, were you...
My symptoms were getting worse in the last 6 months. In the sense of December of 2002, they started getting worse.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the first specialist start treating you with? besides the inhalers?
He gave me inhalers. He put me on prednisone for 6 months. I got weaned off of that, told him I didn't want any more.
How did they wean you off?
Just lowered the milligrams per day.
And then did your symptom get worse the time that you're weaning off?
No, not while I was weaning off.
Uh-huh.
But it did about 3 months later,
because
it kept going out of my system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another point is that your primary doctor could have get somebody to do the lung the pulmonary biopsy, or give you the steroid. Any doctor can do the same thing.
Right.
Why send you to a specialist? Okay, a specialist would not know any more except more drug to give. So it's a total fallacy. You know, more doctor to pay, more tests to be done, and more drug to be given. So none of them is
right. And they didn't really. I feel they never helped me.
Yeah, they never know what caused your problem.
Besides,
they never give me a cause. They could not tell me what it come from.
Yes.
And the other thing is prednisone, the side effects from prednisone are horrible,
yeah.
Horrendous.
Or osteoporosis, immune deficient, skin problem, ulcer problem.
Cushing's problem. I mean, it's something that...
Adrenal insufficiency. The reason Cushing's is adrenal insufficiency. That means that our adrenal produces cortisone. So if you import cortisone from outside in abnormal amount, okay, then you suppress the adrenal. The adrenal will not produce it.
Right.
And when you get stressed out and you need more cortisone, you're in trouble.
Right.
Yeah. So that's not good. Terrible.
So then in December, so about 6 months, well, actually 8 months ago, your symptoms were progressively worse. So then what made you decide to come out here to California to see Dr. Tong?
Just one second. How many other doctors have you seen besides these two?
That is all I've seen. I did make an appointment to go to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. I never did go. I postponed it because my son here in California has had good luck with Dr. Tong and other symptoms, and he persuaded me to come out here.
Well,
I've been leaning toward the natural way anyway.
Exactly. You got to give yourself credit, okay? There was no hesitation or ambivalence about you dropping the way you told me, okay? You dropping Mayo Clinic and come to see me. Now, that to most people is a big decision. There is Mayo Clinic, like Harvard, Johns Hopkins, okay? Very, very famous. Everybody knows that they do a whole bunch of good. But the fallacy is that just because they are famous, they are just as deadly. They are just as deadly because they use medication and because they have the clout. Okay, so they can use more dangerous and medication in higher dosage. And if they did something wrong, well, it's Mayo Clinic. It's Johns Hopkins. Johns Hopkins, in an experiment with asthma, killed a 23-year-old volunteer who was totally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
She was paid $300 to be involved in the asthma study. That was in Times a couple years ago, Alan Roche.
Mm-hmm.
And then they killed another person, 19-year-old man with on genetic therapy, completely healthy person, okay, just because it's Johns Hopkins who killed somebody. Okay, they get away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
So how many treatments have you had now with Dr. Tong?
This is my second one today, but I had one, we flew in on Wednesday evening, I had one Thursday, and I have my second one this morning.
Okay, tell us what happened with my first treatment.
I can't believe it. Before the first treatment was over, I could even take a deep breath.
Yeah, mechanically, that you could not make a deep breath.
By myself, and I didn't have to stop and try and get a deep breath for 3 seconds. You know, it really come natural. And then I was on two inhalers and a nebulizer when I come, and Nexium.
How about steroids? Were you on steroids or no?
No, but I understand my inhalers have steroids in them.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I have not taken any of them since I've been here.
See?
And I'm getting along great.
Yeah, and you can take a deep breath.
And I can take a deep breath.
And you do
not? And I do not have to cough. I slept all night last night for the first time for 8 to 10 months.
And you have a lot less mucus.
Very much less mucus. I'm not coughing all the time, and it's so easy anymore. Before, I felt like I was choking.
And you don't have to get up at night to go to the bathroom many times.
Right. I didn't go at all last night.
Yeah.
I didn't get up at all last night.
How about in the past? How many times you had to get up at night?
2 to 3 times.
And this all happened in one treatment?
Yes.
This is amazing. And you've had this since 99, December of 99, you
right.
said?
That's when it started.
It is wow. not amazing to me because I told you this is going to happen. I did not say it's going to happen this fast, okay? Some people happen this fast. Some people, I had to struggle a little bit. Most of the time, 2 or 3 treatments, 4 or 5 at the most, okay, you will improve. If people are stuck with us, okay, it's all a matter of finding out where the blockage is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are the physiological cause. So learn this, okay? Everything in this universe, not just in your body, in your family, in a place you work, in a big corporation, in the United States, every single problem is caused by mind-body blockage.
Mm-hmm. A disconnection.
Yeah. Disconnection of the know-how, the supervisor, the CEO, the chi of the CEO, the spirit of the CEO that are not on top of things. So in your case, it's your lung chi, your spleen chi, your kidney chi, your mind of the kidney, the mind of the lung is not on top of your body.
We even had our house tested for toxins.
Yes.
And they could not pinpoint anything that would have made my condition.
It's not the toxin in your house. Your husband doesn't have any problem. It's you. It's
right,
your,
I realize that.
Yeah, okay.
And I did as soon, before we even took the test, I had in my mind, is this necessary?
Yes.
But we done it.
Yeah, because you just hopefully...
Then it cost us $600.
Yeah, you were hoping something can come up, okay?
Right.
But then all you had to do is look at your husband. He's healthy, okay? And just like a lot of people breathe the same air. So people use air purifier and stuff like that. Of course, our air is not so good, okay? But the key is still how healthy you are. Not the bug, not the trauma, and so forth.
I understand you also have low back pain and acid reflux. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How is that going?
The back pain is great. I don't even notice it right now. And the reflux, great, since my first treatment.
Betty, you better tell them that you are a real patient from South Dakota.
I am.
I don't grab you from the street and pay you to say all these things here.
No, I had the appointment made at Rochester, and my son told me about this, and I said, this is it. I am postponing the one at Rochester.
Yes.
And I said, I had my feeling. I wasn't going up there with a very positive attitude.
Yes.
And I said, I'm postponing it. I'm coming out there.
Probably, I think, in your mind, you kind of knew they were going to give you the same things anyway.
They were going to send me home with prednisone and an oxygen machine, probably, you know.
Yeah. And you have a friend who went there.
Yes. I ran across him about 6 weeks ago. I didn't know he had it.
Uh-huh.
And he has pulmonary fibrosis. He's had it for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And
calm down. Don't get too nervous.
Anyhow, I've met his wife in our hometown of Mitchell. And she hadn't seen me for a while. And she said, where you been? And I said, just haven't felt well. I said, my lungs are bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, what's wrong with him? And I said, well, I have fibrosis. And she said, well, my husband has the same thing. I said, really? She said, what did they tell you was the cause? I said, they couldn't tell me. Well, she said, we don't know either.
That's right. They don't know either.
And I said, I had an appointment at Rochester, but I said, I'm not going. I said, I'm going to try the natural medicine.
Yes.
And she said, well... You tell me. If it works, I might be out there, too.
So how long are you going to be here for then, California?
We'll be here 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. By the time 2 weeks come over, okay, you'll be so much stronger. And even you get nervous, you won't be short of breath, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can exert yourself, okay? You won't be tired.
Mm-hmm.
I know that 95% of the chance that you're going to be able to do so much more without getting short of breath.
Well, she's only had 2 treatments, too.
Yeah, only 2 treatments.
It's only been like 3 days.
Yes. And besides, you're jet-lagged, okay? So,
right.
So to get all this improvement, is, I would say, amazing, too.
Well, I want to tell you, this man that has a fibrosis.
Yes.
He went to Rochester 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I called her a couple weeks after they got back.
Yes.
And she said they did not do a thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
They sent him home, period.
The same thing.
Took the nebulizer off, but that was it.
Yeah,
and two of his heart medicines.
Yes.
And okay. That is all.
Well, the same thing that, like I told you about your primary doctor and a specialist, okay? So you got come to your hometown medical institution and Mayo Clinic. Same thing. Everybody knows the same thing, how to mask symptoms with drugs. A more famous place will give you more dangerous drug in higher dosage. Because of their fame, they are able to get away with more harms. So it's not good to go to a famous place, believe me, okay? They are not afraid of lawsuits. They are not afraid of hurting you.
Yeah, I actually have my friend's father-in-law, he had a brain tumor, and at City of Hope, they were doing the snake venom experiment.
Why can't they do experiment without what they call double-blind experiment, proving it, okay?
So, I mean, needless to say, you know, he had to have a surgery, and he died on the table from hemorrhage. So, and he wasn't really that bad, far off, you know. I mean, he had a
many people are not far off and get killed because they trust the medical profession too much.
And it's kind of a double standard because snake venom, I mean, you know, people have used that in a homeopathic principle.
Exactly.
And
a homeopathic doctor knows how to do that.
The thing is, they dilute it because that's the principle of homeopathy is you dilute the toxin where only the essence is there and the toxin is not.
Yeah, the energy, the chi
energy,
is there.
Exactly. And I think the problem is they were actually using actual snake venom in this brain surgery, which would end up killing the brain tissue as well.
That
the good
is how
tissue.
Ignorant and how these people with an MD degree.
So it was very sad because it was a premature death. I mean, I'm positive that it was a premature death. Yeah, so it's very sad.
There are 250,000 to 280,000 people are being killed prematurely with standard recognized treatment.
Iatrogenic,
okay, from drugs and surgery that are recognized standard treatment. Mm-hmm. And this is not, I'm not making this up. JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association,
July
26, 2000.
Which was
read
only
that article.
3 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Big article from Johns Hopkins, a professor, Barbara Starfield, wrote a long, big article, but you don't hear in the media.
Yeah.
You don't hear in the media because they get a lot of business from the pharmaceutical industry, so they don't want to publicize that.
Anyway, if you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 1-800-336-2225. Again, that's 1-800-336-2225. If you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Tong, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Well, Betty, did you try any other natural medicine, natural doctor before you saw me?
I went on natural magnesium powder.
Oh, but yourself, you did not go to another doctor?
No, I didn't.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I was very disappointed in who I'd been to, and I just had my mind made up. I am trying another alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Did the magnesium powder help you? Or?
Yes, it did.
Mm.
And
okay.
My son also advised me on that, so I got to thank him.
Okay, here's a point. I say mind-body blockage is what causes a symptom. But why did you have the mind-body blockage? Do you know? We'll come back and we'll tell you more about this, okay? Yeah. When you go to a doctor, for the audience out there, if you go to a natural doctor or any kind of doctor, they should tell you, you cause a problem. And they should tell you what you're doing in your lifestyle that you're causing the problem. The thing you eat and stuff like that.
Well, there's the physical and the mental, the emotional. Well, as far as kidney and lungs are concerned, kidney has to do with anxiety and fear, lack of motivation. And then the lungs have to do with sadness and melancholy, any stress that you had in your life, which would exacerbate that. And then, of course, the nutrition, your stress, and the external
basically,
environmental
toxins. Basically, you can be divided into material and energy causes. And when you come back, we'll expound on that, okay?
Yes, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Give us a call at 800-336-2225 if you have any questions.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA. Here at CRN. The number 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
The world's greatest stage performers have teamed with Las Vegas' best value, the Imperial Palace Center Strip, to bring you Legends in Concert. More than the typical Las Vegas show, it's a spectacular gathering of mega superstars showcased in a live multi-million dollar stage performance. Everyone has a favorite legend. Elvis sings and shakes, Madonna excites, Cher turns back time, and Liberace glimmers, just as you remember them. Lineup varies, but is always star-studded. A delightful show for all ages. A show that you won't soon forget and will talk about forever. The Legends in Concert appear twice nightly in a production to dazzle and energize you. So come see what all the excitement is about. Stars of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. All together, only at the Imperial Palace's Legends in Concert. For Las Vegas's best entertainment value, call 702-794-3261.
Second. Welcome back to our show. This is Freedom from Pain with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Before the break, we were talking with Betty from South Dakota. She has been suffering from pulmonary fibrosis for almost 4 years now, to the point where by last December, her oxygen level was at 58%, which is very low because normally it should be over 90% oxygen saturation in your lungs. She came out to California because her son was seeing Dr. Tong, and she's had two treatments with Dr. Tong. Her breathing is much better. She can sleep better. She's not coughing. Her mucus is much, much less. And she's just overall doing much better. Her low back pain is gone. She has no acid reflux.
She only had one treatment before today.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's doing much better.
We had a patient with pulmonary fibrosis on our show some time ago. So go to our website, drtong.com, and click on drtong.com, and click on radio show.
There will be an index.
Yeah, look under idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Right, and the show
idiopathic
will be there.
Means that they don't know what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have idiopathic idiopathic Alzheimer's.
Because they don't know.
Idiopathic Parkinson's, idiopathic lupus, idiopathic low back pain syndrome. They really should have idiopathic on everything.
Well, the fallacy is that they look at the physical symptoms. And what's really irritating for me, because I'm studying for the medical boards right now, is every disease they have, you know, they'll have groups. And if there's one disease, there may be two different descriptions, and one disease will have one symptom that's different, one symptom, and then it'll get a new name.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is so irritating because there's like thousands of different names of diseases because they have no idea what causes it. They just do it by a group of symptoms. And if there's one different, they're going to change the name on me, which,
like fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, like economy class syndrome.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Go to an airplane and sit on an economy class seat for a long time at blood clot. Okay?
Right.
Now they come at economy class syndrome.
I mean,
they're going to have syndromes all, millions and millions of syndromes. All you got to do is add syndrome behind it. Okay? So don't let that scare you at all.
Mm-hmm. It's just a name for symptoms. And can you explain, Dr. Tong, maybe what caused Betty's pulmonary fibrosis?
Yes, okay. First of all, I had treated quite a few of them before, and that person was much worse. He was on oxygen like 2 or 3 weeks, okay, all the time. And I got him off with one treatment. I had one patient, I told you, a lady, 2.5 years on oxygen, 24 hours a day, came to me from Las Vegas on a wheelchair. My very first treatment, I got her off of the wheelchair. Two treatments later, I dropped her oxygen. Okay, of course, she cannot just have two treatments and stop. Just like today, you still have a little problem, okay, and you still have phlegm. Okay, the more treatment you get, the more you will be able to withstand stress, eating the wrong kind of food, have a little junk food, and don't get any problems. So, like I told you, the most important thing is get yourself healthier. Now, let's get back to what caused the problem. What caused the problem had to do with your energy from your spirit. There's energy from your spirit, from your mind. That is what managing this physical project we call the body. It enters your body through many sets of antennas. Those antennas receive different emotional energy. Your heart antenna receive your heart, you, your heart, okay, that which deal with love and joy. And your kidney antenna, the kidney meridian, receive the energy to take care of fear. So there are basically two kinds of factors that cause blocking of the antenna. One is material factor, such as physical trauma, the nutrition, and the material thing you put in your body. The other kind is invisible energy, such as stress. And we haven't talked about it to you. You go home and start listening to our shows. Okay? Feng shui factor, the energy factor around your house. Okay,
it's a very those are even influence.
More significant.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do not know this and you block the channels, this energy go in your body. The first thing it does is open up your circulation. So when the circulation is not open, your muscle cannot work. Your lung circulation not open. You can breathe in the air with the oxygen, but nothing will pick it up. I have a lady, okay, who has panic disorder. The kidney affect the lung. So much fear shuts off the kidney. This is a young lady. I was on a national TV show one day, and she heard about me. And 8 months later, she came to me. She talked to me on the phone many times, but she's afraid of the needles. And then she said, came to me. She was blue in the face. The lip was blue, cyanotic. Okay, she was breathing very hard and deep breathing, but she was not able to pick up the oxygen because the vessels are all closed without the qi.
Mm-hmm.
So the qi had to be there first.
To open the vessels.
To open the vessel. Without opening the vessel, that is exactly why you could not. You only take half the vessel because, number one, your lung circulation is not open, and then also the muscle in your chest is not open. Yeah. So in any case, okay, the first thing you need in any repair is that energy,
mm-hmm.
okay? And what caused a blockage of energy had to do with what you're doing wrong in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You cause a problem, not the doctor. So the doctor in the first day should tell you whether it's a regular conventional doctor or a natural doctor or alternative doctor. They should tell you what you're eating wrong in life,
mm-hmm.
what you're doing wrong in your stress-wise, okay? Even more further from that, okay, is how your house located.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, this year, if your front door faces southeast, or within your bedroom, okay, your head is located the southeast part of your bedroom.
You're going to get sick.
Yeah. And you have a remodeling, okay, in the southeast part of your house, okay, you're going to get sick, okay?
Is you're nodding, Betty. Why are you nodding?
I do have my head in the southeast corner of my bedroom.
Go home, okay? Go home.
Oh, my goodness. This is incredible.
Okay. Oh, that's why the last 6 months.
The last 6 months have been worse.
We moved to Mitchell, where we're at now, in 1999. We had a business in another town.
Uh-huh.
We sold our business. We moved to Mitchell. And that's when I have my head in the southeast corner.
When was that?
Okay, we're going to have a break, and we're going to get back to this, because this is a very significant finding.
Yes.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, MD, on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. 8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
We were over our heads in credit card debt and looking for a way out.
A number of companies said they would help us, but they were only interested in charging huge upfront fees and putting us further into debt.
Credit Guard of America was different.
Credit Guard of America won't put you further into debt. As a nonprofit service, we've helped thousands of people for over 11 years. We work with you and your creditors to reduce your monthly payments so you can get on with life.
Credit Guard of America cut my monthly payments in half.
They cut my interest rate from an average of 23% to 8%. Some even went to zero.
I'll be out of debt in 4 years instead of 20. Credit Guard of America saved me over $13,000 in interest fees alone.
Call now to reduce your monthly payments. Cut the interest rates on your credit cards by up to half and get your unsecured debt paid off years earlier.
Don't you owe it to yourself to work with a real nonprofit service? Call now to find out how to receive a free credit report. Certified counselors are standing by.
Call 800-471-8685.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information.
Welcome to our show. Welcome to our KPLS listeners. This is Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. At the top of the hour, we had Betty with us, and we still have her with us. Actually, she's from South Dakota, and she's been suffering from pulmonary fibrosis since December of 1999. She went to pulmonary specialist, a regular MD, and they gave her prednisone, Nexium, and inhalers. All to no avail. She was going to go to Mayo Clinic until her son, who lives in California, who is a patient of Dr. Tong's, recommended her to come see Dr. Tong. And with that, she came a few days ago and had her first treatment on Thursday. Today is her second treatment, and she is doing considerably much better. Her breathing is better. She doesn't have to go to the bathroom at night anymore, whereas before she had to go 2 to 3 times per night. She's not coughing. She's not short of breath anymore, and she has much less mucus. And before we came back, we were talking about the factors that cause this, because we're saying that most Western, in conventional medicine, they call it idiopathic, because it's an unknown cause. And we're talking about how every single disease should have idiopathic in front of it, because they don't know what causes it in the first place anyway.
Yes, and we had a patient with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and Betty's problem is just as idiopathic as the first patient. You go to our website, log on radio show, and check under idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. We forgot the name of the show number, okay? You'll hear his name, and his story. He was on oxygen. Noah get him off oxygen with one treatment, and one or two treatments, I forgot, okay? And he had been cured, and he did not need any oxygen anymore, not short of breath, and just like a regular person.
So we were talking about what the cause is of her, and there are physical causes, there are external toxins, stress, and nutrition, and we got to the point of feng shui and how this year the southeast is very bad. And Betty, why don't you tell us about your house, where it's facing, where you've been sleeping?
4 years ago we moved to this house we're in now, and I had been sleeping with my head toward the southeast until about 3 months ago. And I just felt better sleeping in my chair, so that's where I've been sleeping, in a lounge chair.
Okay. Not every year southeast is bad. Southeast is bad this year from February, the lunar year on.
But this is when she started getting worse, too.
Exactly.
In December, I started getting worse.
Yes, okay.
In the end of last December 2002, I started getting worse. So.
Yes. And when you're weaker, and that, the southeast this year called the five yellow.
Right,
okay.
And it affects you more.
And this is actually what's happening to me now. I have a rash, okay? We are doing some remodeling at my home in the southeast part. And unbeknownst to me that we just ran out in my office building a unit is southeast part of the building.
And
the
remodeling
tenant
there
is remodeling, okay? Mm-hmm. What it hurt? The owner. Okay, you always hurt the owner. And in fact, the number is 102, and it's a five yellow energy thing. In numerology, five and two together makes the owner sick. And I've been giving myself injection. Yes, two and five, okay? In fact, if your house number is 52 or 25 or 125, okay?
Yes. That's Chinese numerology.
Yeah, the Chinese numerology, okay? So you have better chance of getting sick. Now, for those die-hard people who don't believe this, okay? Go to the southeast part of your house and start pounding, okay? I don't really recommend this, okay? But you get sick, okay? You know, the Chinese found this out, and you know, the emperors that used this unit, and I wish I had known this a longer time ago.
Yeah, the way to combat that is to put a wind chime in the southeast of your
wind chime or any brass, metal stuff, and or wind chime,
right.
And a belt, you know.
Right. Let's get to our next guest, Harold. Is Harold on the line?
Yeah.
Harold. Hi, Harold.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Tong?
Hi.
Fine.
Welcome
how
to
are
our
you?
Show.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Harold. Tell us where you're from and what you do.
Well, I'm originally from Nebraska. I live in Apple Valley. My wife and I. And I'm a campus supervisor for a school district.
Okay.
Yes.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about how you came to see Dr. Tong, what you were suffering from before?
Well, I have osteoarthritis, which developed from having four surgeries after a football injury. And I had both cartilages removed, and I had all the synovium lining removed from my knee, so that I had they said the knee was diseased because it was producing fluid, you know, unceasingly. So
when was this? When did you first had your surgery?
Well, I had the last surgery in 1970.
Harold, did you have your radio or TV on?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just sound a little distant. Yeah. 1950s.
1970s.
No, 1950, right, you say?
1970.
Okay.
Yes.
Your first surgery. Well, that's a long time
ago.
Last
one. No,
my last surgery was 1970. My first surgery was 1964.
Mm. 1964. How many surgeries have you had on your knees?
Four
surgeries.
Yeah.
Surgeries only treat the symptom and not the cause. Did the surgery help?
Well, it did for a short period of time until the arthritis set in, and then the knee started locking up from calcium deposits breaking off, and so they had to go in twice to just remove the deposits and basically reform the bone formations inside the knee. And then the last time they took out the synovium lining, which produced the fluid, and so I've had a dry knee for since 1970.
That's a terrible thing.
That's 30 years.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to do because you need the synovial fluid to lubricate the joint.
Right.
It's almost like you have a car which has no oil to lubricate all the engine parts.
Yeah, your
engine's terrible.
Gonna die.
Well, let me ask you. Okay, so since your last surgery, how has your knee performed? How?
I continued doing the physical things until the 1985 or so. And of course, my knees were starting to, you know, really bother me, and the pain was bad, and I would have inflammation, and the ligaments would not support the knee would buckle, and that kind of thing. And I was taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen three times a day.
Wow, that is a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three times a day.
Three times a day.
You had a stock in that drug company?
Oh, my goodness. That's
so,
like over.
You know, and it just happened that, you know, one Saturday I was in my bedroom shaving, and I had the radio on, and I heard Dr. Tong, and I heard the two of you actually talking to other people about different things, and I called my wife, and my wife had been telling me about the Eastern medicine, and I, you know, I thought it was all a bunch of
a lot of people tend to think
baloney.
You know,
that's
going,
what
you
I
know,
felt.
Okay, baby, you know, hokey hokey.
Yes.
So she says, well, you know, you never know until you try it. So I said, well, okay, we'll go. So we went to the internet, looked up the phone number, and called while the show was still on, actually, and made an appointment, and we went to the doctor's office, and we filled out all the information that they needed about the different problems that we perceived ourselves to have or not to have.
So how many treatments have you had, Harold?
Well, I've had two.
So what happened the first time?
Well, the first time, my knee has never been what you would call straight.
Yeah, you cannot straighten it out, right?
Right. It was always like at
contracted.
Like maybe a 20-degree
contracted.
Like angle.
And I had to drag it along as I, you know, as I walked.
Yes.
And so
you'll be a good ballet dancer.
The amazing thing about this is that I guess the Dr. Tong had punctured my knee there a couple, maybe three times with the needle, and my knee just
flattened out
on the
table.
On the table, yes.
After this is the first treatment.
Yeah, the first treatment.
Oh my goodness!
And I'm in total amazement, and Dr. Thomas got this big, huge grin on his face like, Merry Christmas to me.
I used to be.
And I'm going, well, thank you very much. But, you know, it's been like almost 30 years since, you know, I've been able to straighten the knee out. Even though I had been physically active. And on top of that, I was never able to bend my knee past 90 degrees.
Oh.
So if I you know, had to get in my car or something and the door only opened so far, I really had a problem. I had to raise my leg up, and it was just a real problem. Now I don't have to do that anymore.
See, I said you could be a really good ballet dancer. They bend their leg all the time. Or soccer player.
Yeah. In fact, I'm even considering starting to play tennis again. I had stopped doing
Great.
Any kind of running or moving, anything that had to do with lateral movement, especially mm-hmm. because of the instability of the knee. But I'm looking forward to maybe two or three more treatments, because each treatment I get, the knee appears to be stronger than it was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we keep this up, mm-hmm. I might turn into a bionic man or something.
Now, there's a point then here, Dr. Tong, right? Because you didn't put any more synovial fluid back into
his
knee.
That's right. Nor the synovial lining.
Right. So why don't you explain that?
I did not do anything to your calcium deposit, okay? All the thing they tell you, listen to me, all the thing they tell you in the medical profession is wrong as far as the causes of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The causes of the problem has to do with your mind and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold, you are a very jovial person, and that's why I kind of kid around with you, because but you were not in that body. You were not totally in that body. A lot of your spirit is not there. So not only you don't have the pain, you don't feel like yourself totally. Same thing for you, Betty.
Right.
Yeah. So what I did is get the energy going through. The energy going through will open up the circulation.
Mm-hmm.
When the energy goes through, your pain disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy sustain the health, the physical body through the neurovascular endocrine system.
Mm.
So I told you that qi open up circulation. That's why you get circulation. You keep it open. Okay, you will never have pain. The energy goes through. You have more strength.
But he'll never have the fluid in his knee, right?
He will have fluid in the knee.
It will.
He will have fluid in the knee because his lining will regrow from
see.
The qi.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
the qi come there. The qi will create the lining again.
Right.
You need the lining. In fact, you probably have some of the lining because because you shaved it a long time ago. They didn't shave it all, and because the part of qi probably won't flow through. So you probably have a little bit, but not as much as. Since I start giving you the
mm-hmm.
treatment.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah, we have a patient that had muscular dystrophy, Diana, okay, some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And her right leg was like she sent it to concentration camp, only the right leg, okay. The left leg was normal, the muscle was normal, but the right leg was skin and bones. She didn't came to me because of this muscular problem, but because she had severe pain. She could not walk for 10 years. Everything was so painful. And then I told her that I can get her muscle back. She didn't believe me. But 2 weeks later, the muscle started growing a lot more, okay? And 2 months later, everything is back to normal because the right side looked like the left side. And
yeah.
She had been well for a whole year.
Yeah, and she was going to go to... Well, she went to UCLA. She
yeah.
consulted doctors at UCLA, and they said she didn't... She wouldn't be paralyzed or something? Did she
yeah, she
that?
Was sooner or later be paralyzed, be on a wheelchair.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Yeah. And look at Jerry Lewis, okay? And I'm not attacking anybody, okay? Muscular dystrophy marathon for 36 years and getting all the donations from the Race for a Cure, Cancer Cure. And don't be foolish.
Because,
don't give money for those kind of causes.
The focus is on a
material
on a drug,
cure.
Right, on a pharmaceutical cure. And
yeah.
there's no miracle drug.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, give us a call at 800-336-2225. Again, that's 800-336-2225. If you would like to make an appointment with Dr. Tong, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Harold, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll have you on again soon, and you can give us some update on your progress.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, I used to be a magician. So next time you come back, I'll do more magic on you.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend, Harold.
Okay.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. Give us a call at 714-556-8664.
Give us a call. Give us your thoughts. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA here at CRN. The number, 1-800-336-2225. Give us a call at CRN. Join us, 1-800-336-2225.
You are listening to Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. on CRN, the cable radio network. Dr. Tong can end your chronic suffering. To make an appointment with Dr. Tong, call 714-556-8664. That's 714-556-8664. Our office is open for scheduling appointments until 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for past shows, case histories, and information. We're located at Harbor and Adams in Costa Mesa, California. For an appointment with Dr. Tong, remember, call 714-556-8664. End your chronic suffering. 714-556-8664. Stay tuned for more case histories and information.
The best, value are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
What have you got cooking this summer? The Penny Saver, California's best red publication, can help with your dining plans. Whether you're making dinner for your family or just making reservations, the Penny Saver offers the best values from local grocers and restaurants to fill your belly without emptying your wallet. Check the Penny Saver each week for valuable grocery, restaurant, and pizza coupons so you can make a great dinner, take the family out to dinner, order a pizza, or have lunch on the fly without breaking the family bank. The Penny Saver is so easy to use, and grocers and restaurant owners, there's no better place to advertise than the Penny Saver. The Penny Saver, where the best values are just around the corner, and PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Never. Welcome back to our show. This is Freedom from Pain with Yi-Wing Tong, M.D. We have a caller on the line, Phil from Anaheim. Hello, Phil?
Hello, that's me.
Hi, welcome to our show.
Hi. Well, it's the first time I've tuned in, and I just have a question, a quick one, I guess.
Okay. Yes.
I've been to the doctor for years now, and I have what is called cholesteatoma in my ear. And,
what is it again?
Cholesteatoma.
Okay.
I guess it's a benign tumor or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I've had it removed once. And I've had sinus surgery, et cetera, et cetera. And I was just wondering if your services helped anything of that nature.
Absolutely. Okay. Cholesteatoma is just a symptom, just like a tumor. That's a symptom, okay? But what caused it? What caused it is not treated. They remove the tumor, but they never treat the cause, okay? It's like you've got a leak underneath the wall and causing the wall start bulging out, and start looking at a tumor. Mm-hmm. You remove the wall.
But you don't fix the leak.
But you don't fix the leak.
So the water's still going to leak onto the wall even if you replace the
wall. Even plumbers don't do that, okay? Plumbers are not scientific, okay? So we have scientific medicine do stuff like this and charge us billions of dollars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can clear your sinus problem, and I can stop the cholesteatoma to reform. The reason why you have the tumor is because you're eating too much stuff that cause phlegm, okay, such as sugary foods, such as cow dairy, soy, starch, you know, refined starch, not just starch, refined the carbohydrate, okay. In America, our diet is terrible.
Yes.
We came back from Europe last year. I did not see any obesity over there.
None.
I came back here, everybody's slender. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the problem that caused your problem. Did you hear our whole show, or you just tuned in?
I just tuned in the last 5 minutes. Last 5 minutes. You, about his knee, that's it.
Listen, this is our...
We've been on the air for almost 3 years now. Well,
this is exactly 3 years, right?
Next week.
Next week, with 3 years, every Saturday, we bring cases like Betty from South Dakota. She had problem with pulmonary fibrosis, or lung scar down, okay, due to lack of energy flow and electrical circulation. And with one treatment, I make her breathe a lot better, and her mucus a lot better. She
did not have to get up at night to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. She had more energy. And just with this,
Medication
is thrown away. She's just she said, yeah. Mm.
If you check out our website, Phil, it's drtong.com, drtong.com, and we have a whole archives of our shows from the very beginning, which was 3 years ago.
You can download it and
listen.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
on sign, listen to all the cases mm-hmm. on sinus.
And we're on every Saturday. From 11 to 12 CRN and 11:30 to 12 noon on KPLS AM 830.
On your cases like yours, okay, mm-hmm. it's very mm-hmm. easy to cure.
Yes, especially if you're young and healthy. Yes.
And I'll teach you what you eat wrong. What see, you cause a problem. The patient are doing something wrong or did something wrong in life that
caused
a problem.
The physical manifestation.
They need to know what that is. So after I fix the problem, they need to learn how to maintain it. It's just like fixing a car. You take the car to a car mechanic, okay? The car mechanic will fix it temporary.
Right.
But you need to find out why you caused a problem.
Right. I mean, your car, if your radiator's not working, you can't have a radiodectomy and not...
That's right.
Because the car won't work.
Exactly. Or you cannot put kerosene in the car.
Right.
Okay, put erosive stuff in the car, you're going to cause mm-hmm. engine problem. Giving anything to a car or to any system that the system don't use, you're going to cause problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking any drugs, okay, it will cause you problem. Mm-hmm. It will never fix
on
your problem.
On the long term, yes, on the long term.
In the short term, it causes problem too. Yeah, even
yes. So did we answer your question, Phil?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go on the website. Dr.
Okay.
Dr.
Thanks for calling in.
Yes.
Okay.
Your answer.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, that's 714-556-8664. We are here till 2 p.m. Pacific time. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. As far as nutrition is concerned, a book that's recommended for people to read is Paul Pitchford's Healing with Whole Foods. That will kind of give you an idea of what you should or should not eat depending on your health and your constitution. Next week, we're going to have a guest on the show who is a good friend of mine. I met her actually through a doctor that I was working with in West Covina. He's an OBGYN, and she has scleroderma, and she's only had a few treatments, and she's doing so much better.
Yeah, she was going to be on our show last week.
But next week, she will be on for sure, and her story is amazing because she actually almost died a couple times on the table when she had her children. The Dr. Lemansky, he saved her life, and she's actually doing so much better now, and I'm so excited to have her on the show because her case is amazing. So please tune in next week because you guys will be overwhelmed. You will be amazed.
Actually, better. Another patient that cured scleroderma is actually much sicker.
So give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Join us next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on CRN and 11:30 a.m. on KPLS AM 830 Hot Talk Radio. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.